Oh, what the heck. I guess it wouldn't hurt to. He was the driver, see? The operator. The county employee who, drove the machine. The grader. Every grader has a driver, don't you see? And his name was Maurice. He often graded our roads. I mean, I recognized him right away. Tall and skinny. Wore a pair of blue overalls and an old felt cowboy hat pulled down to his ears. I'd barked at him a few times on the county road and knew he was a pretty good fella. A retired cowboy, in fact. So, So, what we had here was no big deal at all. Just a gathering of friends and neighbors who seemed to be laughing at my... All of a sudden, I felt that I had become the center of everyone's attention, shall we say. And yes, I did feel a bit exposed and embarrassed. They were staring at me and grinning. Maurice.
Do you ever wonder what goes through a dog's mind?
Slim.
I used to, but then I figured out that Hank ain't got one. See, the day they was passing out brains, Hank thought they said trains and he didn't get one.
There, you see how they act. Everything's a big joke. Make one little mistake around here and... Phooey. Well, I had more important things to do than stand there listening to their idle chatter, so I did what any normal American dog would have done. Holding my head at a proud angle, I marched over to one of the back tires and gave it a squirt of secret encoding fluid. That way, if this turned out to be some kind of trick, Maurice.
Do you boys charge for the tire wash?
Slim.
First tire's free. After that, we charge a buck and a half.
I got a big chuckle out of that. I didn't see the humor of it myself. I mean, a guy devotes his whole life to protecting the ranch and taking care of business, but it's never enough to satisfy the small minds. Fine, I didn't need their approval. Sometimes we dogs have to ignore everything the humans say around here, knowing in our deepest hearts. Loper.
Boys, I hate to break up the fun, but we got work to do. What size bolt do you need, Maurice?
Well, what do you know? At that moment, a small miracle occurred. They had to stop chattering and making stale jokes and went into the machine shed to do something constructive for a change. Find a 3/4-inch bolt for Maurice's grader. See, that's why Maurice had come into headquarters. He'd broken a bolt on the grader blade, and he stopped to see if we had a spare. I had suspected that all along, no kidding. I mean, when we first saw that thing coming down the road, I said, "Drover, that grader has a broken bolt where the blade connects to the frame." Didn't I say that? Maybe I didn't actually say it out loud, but I noticed the broken bolt, no kidding, and made a mental note to, when the loafers and jokers cleared the area and went slouching into the machine shed, the air was suddenly filled with the sounds of clanging and banging as they began pouring out the contents of 15 coffee cans onto the workbench. Why coffee cans? Because that's where Loper and Slim stored all the ranch's inventory of bolts, nuts, screws, washers, fasteners, and cotter pins. They had 15 old coffee cans lined up on the back of the workbench, and every one of them was crammed full of bolts and stuff. That was their system for organizing the spare parts. They tossed any bolt or screw into any can so that when they needed one, they had to go through every can every time. It's called the Cowboy Way, which is just another name for sloppy management. Now, if they'd asked my opinion, but let's don't get into that. It would serve no purpose and would merely open old wounds. I mean, who am I? Just a dumb dog who barks at road graders. But let me point out that no dog in history has ever made such a mess of... Oh, well. Where were we? Oh, yes, crashing and banging in the machine shed. The loafers and scoffers had finally left me alone in front of the machine shed, and I was about to proceed with the trademarking of tires procedure.